Welcome back. Well, from here on out, the show is completely out of my hands because puppies. Puppies here in the studio from the new Quincy Animal Care Center. As I mentioned, just opened up on Quarry Street this past Saturday. So the shelter president, Sandra Sines, is back with us. And new to the program, Brett Hale, the manager of the new Animal Care Center. So ladies, welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Sandra, I'll start with you because you must be just over the moon thrilled that the center's finally open.
It's been one of the happiest couple of weeks, you know, in the last 26 years. The grand opening was so fantastic. The community came out to support us. We were busy every minute on Saturday, and it was a wonderful day. The ribbon cutting ceremony was supposed to be on Wednesday, but it got moved to Saturday. But both events were just, you know, it's just wonderful. And everyone's comments were so positive about the building because it really is a showplace.
It certainly is. Yeah, I had a chance to see it last week, last Wednesday, before the private ceremony was held. It is stunning.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I met one of the volunteers, actually, who was thrilled beyond belief that he had that new center to work in now.
Yes.
So it's really going to change the entire face of animal care in Quincy. Really.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Just the fact that we have better, larger, cleaner facilities. We have the ability to double our cat population. Our dog population will stay about the same, but there are so many enhancements to the dog area, like indoor-outdoor kennels, beautiful grass play areas. You know, there's so much for them. And for the dogs, we have isolation and quarantine facilities and a separate intake section, which we never had at Broad Street or East Squanum Street. So the dogs will be able to be healthier and hopefully adopted out much sooner.
Yeah, and really one of the biggest changes that this will allow is for expanded adoption hours, right?
Yes.
And it's a much more regular schedule now.
Yes, yes. Since COVID, we've only been open 4 hours a week, which is just not enough. So now we are going to be open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 4. So we're so excited because that's 5 days that the public can come in and look at the animals, and we hope that that's going to get them adopted out a whole lot sooner.
Yes, including these two little ones.
Yeah, these two will literally fly off the shelves.
I am sure. Probably people waiting outside the front door here when you leave.
Yes.
Another big change, of course, is that the building is now a city building, right?
Right.
It's not just the shelter. It's also the Quincy Animal Control Office and the Quincy Police Canine Unit.
Right.
So really it needs a full-time manager of the overall building, which was where Brett comes in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Brett.
So I graduated from Boston College, and then after I graduated, I went to the New England Wildlife Centers.
Oh, sure.
And I worked in the education department there, so I did a lot of work with the animals and with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 4 or 5 months ago I came here, and so it's wonderful because it's the same thing. I'm working with animals and people in this new building.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Yeah, did you study animal care in school?
I didn't. No. I studied communications and women and gender studies, so a little bit different, but more the human end, which I'll be working on in this role.
When
so
you're
it's
managing
perfect.
A building, a $28 million facility, right? It's almost 14,000 square feet. It's dealing with people and pets.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, now the stars of the show. Let's not bury the lead anymore. who have you brought with you today?
This is Delilah and Maisie.
Yep.
And we got these puppies yesterday.
Oh, you did?
And we think they're about 8 to 9 weeks old.
Okay.
And we were told that they are Jack Russell Husky mixes.
Okay.
I have no idea if that's accurate.
All right.
But they're 100% adorable. So,
oh, the cuteness factor is like off the charts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They're sisters?
Yes.
The same litter? Yeah.
Yep.
And that one likes to chew, I see. Yeah. Say goodbye to your watch,
Total
Sandra.
Puppy. Total puppy.
That is totally gone. Yeah. So somebody surrendered them? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Someone was surrendering a whole litter of puppies.
Oh,
so these were the last two left.
Oh, I see.
So.
Okay. And do you have an idea about how old they are?
Maybe 8 to 9 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they're eating on their own.
Yeah.
They are not potty trained at all. I mean, that's something that's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're total puppy.
Okay. Yeah. And are they adoptable right now?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yesterday we gave them their initial vaccines and dewormed them.
Yeah.
But probably within the next week they will see a veterinarian, get a full exam, and then if they're healthy, which I'm pretty certain they are, they will be available for adoption. And when they do get adopted, we pay for the spay and neuter because they're too young to be spayed and neutered, right? Well, spayed. They're both girls.
Right.
Spayed
okay.
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Mm. So if you just turn just a little bit, Sandra, there yeah. we go. I just want to get that face on the screen. Because that's the picture
yeah.
that'll sell it for sure. You mentioned the veterinary services.
Yes.
There's the new shelter, the new center, animal care center has
yes.
a veterinary suite,
yes.
surgical suite, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah. That is probably my favorite part of the shelter.
Really?
Because it's going to save us a lot of money, but also a lot of time.
Yeah.
Because right now it's very hard to get appointments with vets for spay, neuter, and all of that.
Yeah.
Easier for cats, very difficult for dogs.
Really?
And incredibly expensive. So we will be able, the surgical suite is amazing.
Yeah.
We will be able to have veterinarians come in and perform pretty much any surgery that they are comfortable with, but
yeah.
mostly low-cost spay, neuter,
mm-hmm.
dentals, mm-hmm. Like hernia repair, mm-hmm. minor surgeries, all of that. So that's going to be incredibly helpful, and it'll put the animals up for adoption a whole lot sooner.
Much quicker, right?
Yeah,
yeah exactly,
yeah.
and save costs at the same time.
Yeah.
I would think the vets, too, would appreciate having that
yeah.
facility, right?
Yeah.
Instead of having to schedule time in their own
right.
in their own
and everything
practice.
We need is there.
Right.
So it really is beautiful. It's state-of-the-art. So I think that's going to be an amazing addition to what we're able to offer. Now, it's not going to be available for the public,
okay.
but we will be able to help out other shelters.
Mm.
Like, for example, we could run a what they call a trap neuter release day for feral cats.
Oh, all right.
Or okay. we could help a small shelter that doesn't have access to a veterinarian.
Yeah.
So as long as they're not owned.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this really is going to be the premier
yeah.
animal care center
yes.
on the South Shore.
Yes.
Really,
definitely.
You
know,
yes.
On par with the New England Wildlife Center
yep.
in some regard. Right, Brett?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, now, do these two need to be adopted together? Are you going to try and keep them
no.
together?
No. We usually do not adopt puppies together.
Oh.
It's funny, with kittens,
yeah.
that's recommended to
yeah.
adopt kittens together, but with puppies, some puppies can have sibling syndrome, and they become too attached.
Oh.
So, it's I'm not saying we'd never do it,
yeah.
but it's not as recommended as it is with kittens.
Okay, interesting.
So,
all right. So, Brett, is this a new experience for you now, you know, dealing with kind of this threefer at the animal care center, the shelter, the animal control, and the canine unit?
It is
yeah.
definitely new for me, but I'm very excited. Everyone's been great, so we'll be working with the three entities in the building
yeah.
to work on programming, public outreach, which will be awesome. So it is new for me, but it's going great so far.
Yeah, there is a community room, right,
yes.
within the new center.
Mm-hmm.
So what will that be utilized for?
We have a few different ideas going for what the community room will be used for. We're thinking we'll do some dog training classes, both through the city and the shelter will hold some as well. We're thinking the cat enrichment stuff, we want to do some clinics, whether it's vaccines or microchips for Quincy residents
Great.
And people around
yeah.
so they can access low-cost vaccines. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of ideas being had right now,
right.
so we're excited to get them going.
Yeah, the future yeah. is open, right?
Yes, exactly.
And I know you're very passionate about a pet food initiative.
Yes,
yeah, tell
yes.
us about that.
So
yeah.
we have started a pet food bank that
okay.
will be for Quincy residents. It has both cat, dog food, and kitten and puppy food as
right.
well.
Yep.
So we just started that up. It's donation run. So
okay.
if any viewers are feeling generous and they want to reach out, I have my contact information on the animal care webpage, and they can support the food bank or they can utilize it, whether they
oh.
want to give food or they need food. We're here to do both.
Okay, that's
yeah.
fantastic, because
yeah.
that can be cost prohibitive for some
Definitely,
folks.
Definitely, yeah. So the idea is it's a way to help keep animals in the home instead of coming to the shelter.
Right.
So hopefully people use the service.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or donate to it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I also noticed when I was there, I mean, there's a pet grooming center.
Yes, yeah.
There's professional laundry mat services. So Sandra, for the shelter's purpose, that must be a tremendous upgrade.
Oh, I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. You know, I mean, we were very grateful for Broad Street and for East Quantum Street, but this is unmatched. I mean, we have not only are the facilities, you know, beautifully designed, we have storage space, we have a lot more opportunities than we had before to, you know, run things, you know, in a very organized fashion. Yeah. And, you know, all of that helps us keep down our operating costs, you know. So we're really looking forward to doing a lot of good. And with the addition of Brett, we talk a lot about all of the things that we want to do for the community. Yeah. So Brett's going to be able to do a lot of the things that we tried to do for years, but we just didn't have the staff.
Sure.
And we both have talked a lot about the importance of having kids involved, you know, and having kids come to the shelter. And my goal is to make the shelter like a field trip destination for, you know, for kids, and to come and learn about the animals. And Brett has a lot of great ideas about having them come in and make things, you know, school projects, all of that. So, because it all, animal welfare starts with children. Mm-hmm. You know, if they learn how to respect and care for animals, hopefully that will continue into their adulthood.
Yeah. Well, you know, to that regard, Brett, education is a huge part of the New England Wildlife Center's mission, I know. So you'll probably bring that background here as well, right?
Definitely, yes. Yeah. We did a lot of education at the center, so I'm excited to bring some of the same stuff to the shelter and even broader, more.
Even more, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, there is, I noticed there's a public space as well, kind of on the roof of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that for?
Yeah, so we have a really great area on the roof of our new animal care center, and it's kind of an extension of the dog park, so you can...
Just right across the way.
Yeah, so if you're at the Quincy Dog Park, you can make your way over to this roof. The idea is it could be shared between residents and the shelter dogs. Of course, depends on each individual dog.
Yes.
But that's the idea. It's a really beautiful space. Some benches, some pathways. So it's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's an old quarry.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
You know, that was not utilized up until now.
Exactly.
So it's being put to use again. And actually, the sign I know out in front gives mention to the history of the quarry industry.
Yes.
Just for folks to be aware of what was there, what it was used for, how it was created, and what it's being used for now. So, again, if folks are just joining us, we have Macy and Delilah.
Yes.
Which is which?
This one's Macy.
Macy's the sweet, cuddly one.
Yep. She's
Delilah the devil.
Delilah's devoured Sandra's watch.
Yeah.
Getting a new watch soon. Mm. But they'll be adoptable soon, right?
Yeah.
From the shelter.
Yeah.
Sandra, what do you need in terms of donations, volunteers? I always like to ask
for folks. On the volunteer front, we have had an overwhelming response to new volunteers.
Everybody wants to work in the new place.
Absolutely. So we're actually going to shut it down for just a little bit so that we can process the over 80 applications that we've received in the last couple of weeks.
Really?
So, we are looking to add significantly to the 125 volunteers that we already have, but it's going to take us a little bit to sort through everything and get everybody up and running. And so that donations, we are updating our wish list, but we use Purina Pro Plan for our dogs and cats, so we can, and puppies and kittens, so we can always use food, you know, paper towels, laundry detergent, all of that.
Okay.
But and gift cards. Gift cards
always
are always
helpful.
Great too.
Yeah. Any events coming up in the near future that we should know about?
The two big events that we're having this year is our Braintree Beer Garden Cornhole Tournament and our second annual Granite Links Golf Tournament.
Okay.
They're both in October.
Okay.
So what we're looking for right now is sponsorship.
Okay.
So there are sponsorship opportunities for both events, and we'll have more information on that soon. But and golfers, we'll be looking for golfers and cornholers. They are two of our most successful and really fun events.
Okay.
So All right, hopefully people will want to come out.
The website is the same. The phone number is the same.
Yep, right? All of that's
that
the same.
That has not changed. Are you completely moved in now to the new center?
Yes, I would say 99%. Okay. Yeah, we still have to clean up some things over at 440 East Quantum Street, but we are at the new shelter and officially open tomorrow with our new hours.
Right,
so
starting Tuesday through Saturday.
People can come on by.
Right? Yeah, which is good. You have I know, full-time intake coordinator.
Yes.
We met her earlier on this program as well. And it was nice to see Kit Burke at the ribbon cutting.
Oh, absolutely,
the
former
president.
Yeah, Kit is still with us.
Yeah.
You know, she's not gone far at all.
Right.
I mean, she has been, you know, as far as the planning of the shelter, that started 10 years ago, and she's been involved every step of the way.
Yeah, so it's nice to see she's still involved as well. And Brett, for you, what are you kind of your hopes, I guess, for the center going forward?
I am really excited and hopeful to get these training programs going, kind of basic obedience stuff for dogs, but also more office hour type stuff.
Sure.
Just trying to give residents resources to keep their pets in the home and have, you know, a well-behaved house partner with them at home instead of maybe a mischievous little puppy like Delilah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Macy, Delilah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask for them when you go.
Yep.
In a couple of weeks, they'll be up for adoption. We hope we can find them. Great forever homes. But fostering is fostering good for puppies too, Sandra, or just kittens?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. These puppies will go into foster care while, you know, before they're up for adoption, because we want them as social as possible.
Sure.
So.
Yep.
You know.
Absolutely. All right.
So we need to keep busy.
Thank you both. It's been a
thank
pleasure.
You. Yeah,
thank you
for having us.
You're very welcome. Please come back and bring some more friends with you.
Thank you.